Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nothing is just plain and simple, cut and dry, I tell you. It seems like it's getting worse. 8:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning and welcome. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer's always yes. President Trump still in the news. He's got a new campaign, bunch of women working for him called the campaign Empowering Women.
Wait, I thought he didn't like women.
That's what I thought.
Bad to women.
This will drive the left crazy. So we're loving it. Right. Nancy Pelosi broke House rules by her resolution, saying things like racist and bigot, and that's clearly marked in the old handbook there for House rules.
They call her out.
You can't call the president. No, they didn't call her out. In fact, they voted to support the resolution.
Okay.
Yeah, a few Republicans tried to call her out, but even four of them voted for the resolution. And I'll get into that a little bit later, but right now we've got pressing business. State Representative Chuck Clemons in the House. Welcome, Chuck. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Good morning to you and Greg. It's great to be here with you today.
It's our pleasure, and like I was saying, things that you think they're cut and dry, pretty simple. Folks voted and said, hey, you know what? We think that if you paid your price to society, you're a convicted felon, but you've done all your jail time, you followed through, made restitution if that was called for, and it's nonviolent crime, yeah, you should be able to get some of your rights back, like voting. So people supported that. But now we're finding that maybe it's not exactly what we thought.
Well, Bob, you're exactly correct. It's the biggest campaign of bait and switch that I have seen in recent years. And we're talking about the ballot amendment number 4. If you recall, last November the 6th, we had about 13 ballot amendments, and it made our ballots extremely long, and they were very wordy. But there was one that I paid close attention to, and that was ballot amendment number 4, a constitutional amendment that amended Article 6 of our Constitution, and it had to do with voting restoration. And I think that most Americans, most of people that I know are compassionate. Mm-hmm. And they're all about forgiveness and about redemption and second chances. Exactly. I studied that amendment and I said, you know what? I'm voting for this. I support this because I don't believe that that stigma should last forever. And I believe the old way of getting your rights restored was very cumbersome and tedious, and it required a lot of time. So I bit on the bait and took this and voted for it, as did the majority of Americans. What we found as a member of the legislature afterwards was, like many constitutional amendments, they're not detailed. And the devil is in the details. And so how do you restore someone's rights? If somebody walks into Kim Barton's office at the Alachua County Supervisor of Elections and say, hey, I've restored all my rights, there is not a mechanism right now for Kim to validate whether or not your rights have been restored.
Not a piece of paper with a big stamp on it said dues paid or debt paid or
nothing. So that's where the legislature came in. And this year we undertook a very big bill. It was House Bill 7066. Jamie Grant from House District 64 in Tampa. He's a chairman of the Criminal Justice Committee. He ran this bill, and basically to determine the details. And the details is, how would someone who has completed all the terms of their sentence get their rights restored, their voting rights restored? Mm-hmm. And so it was the biggest hullabaloo I've ever seen. I mean, we had protesters. We had League for Women Voters testify against the bill. We had ACLU testify against the bill. And it all stemmed from, you know, you remember back in the Bill Clinton era, what the definition of is. And that was a highly debated issue back in the 80s. Well, in the 2019 session, the highly debated issue was, what are all the terms of your sentence? Well, if you go back and look 2 years previous, where the proponents of this bill were in front of the Florida Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court allows you access to the ballot.
They're the final say?
They are the final say. Okay. And so the majority of the people that testified, all the people that testified said, Your Honor, all the terms of your sentence means all the terms of your sentence, which includes fines, forfeitures, other types of things. That
restitution,
were
restitution, community service,
maybe
psychological follow-up.
Absolutely.
It could be, yeah, the terms vary from case to case.
And there's other things like, cost of supervisory or supervision or monetary obligations in any court imposed fees. There are many people that get convicted of a felony that doesn't serve time. So then after the fact, after the vote, after it passed overwhelmingly, these individuals and groups started showing up saying, wait a minute, that wasn't what the voters meant. The clear intent was when they've served their time,
no,
their rights should be automatically restored.
Well, I mean, we know that's not what the language says. I mean, that to me is a common sense thing. That's why you're calling it a bait and switch, because they had to know all along that they were going to leave at least enough vagueness in their minds to where they could reinterpret what I think most of the voters thought. No, we thought whatever your obligations are to society, which may or may not include jail time, but it's the whole ball of wax. Just like trying to get your driver's license back after you've had it suspended or you've had it taken away, there are certain things that you're going to have to follow through with, period. And then you show those to the appropriate authorities and you get your driver's license back.
Again, Bob, you're exactly right. And most level-headed, reasonable thinking people would come to the same conclusion. But here's where the name-calling began. Many times our friends on the left, if they don't get their way, they resort to the lowest common denominator. They try to debase you, they try to discredit you, and they start calling you names. And so Chairman Grant was called a bigot and a racist, and it was put on that he was a supporter, the prime supporter of a poll tax. And the same people that agreed that all terms of the sentence means all terms were now changing their story and saying this was a equivalent to the Jim Crow era when you made black people pay poll tax in order to vote. And that is the farthest thing from the truth.
Well, it's based on convicted felons of non-violent crimes. It doesn't say anything about the color of their skin. They're just there's information on a piece of paper, convicted, and here's the terms. And in today's world, they're trying to lower sentences. They realize that maybe keeping people for longer periods of time isn't necessarily good for anybody, including the system. So they might have different ways of penalizing them that are going to be effective tools, but maybe they can rejoin society. It's the hope. Right? It's not just penalty. You want to try to rehabilitate someone, and some courts are going to, their sentence is going to be more rehabilitative than punitive. Nonetheless, the court wants to be, I would think, want to be satisfied.
Well, and especially in this third judicial district, our state's attorney, Bill Cervone, has been for many years trying to keep as many people out of incarceration and do this through the court diversion program. And so if they have a drug problem, we want to try to get them help through the drug diversion program and keep them out of the jails, out of the prison. And so you're exactly right. So, this is redounds that elections matter. And sometimes when folks lose elections, they result to the judiciary, and they sue. And so then they're looking for judges to legislate from the bench. And then if that doesn't happen, then they'll take their initiatives to the people.
Let's continue this. I want to hear more about it. I want to hear what the average citizen listening can do to support your side of it, the side that is the one that is based in fact and in reality and common sense and logic, and that is you finish the terms of your sentence. It doesn't just mean jail time. It's whatever the court has put on you. So let's continue this dialogue next. We're talking to Chuck Clemens, state representative. They're dealing with this in Tallahassee. People voted on it, and now, honestly, it's a mess. Details on the way. Hang on. The old bait and switch. You hate it when it happens to you, don't you? Yeah. Welcome back to the Bob Rose Show. It is 8:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We're talking to State Representative Chuck Clemens about restoring voter rights for felons. These are nonviolent criminals who we thought when we passed this on the ballot to change the Florida Constitution, we thought, hey, as long as they satisfy the court, they've paid all their fees, their fines, their dues, everything's good. They paid their debt to society. Should they get to vote? Yeah, that doesn't sound unreasonable if all those things are met and they're not violent. But now, as Chuck Clemmons is letting us know, all of a sudden these groups that were promoting and pushing this now want to kind of change the rules after the fact. They're going, oh, no, it was just the time that they served and that's it. That's not my understanding. And you agree.
I do agree, Bob. The bait and switch is probably the mildest way that you could describe this charade. Look, everybody wants justice, and everybody wants to be compassionate. And this constitutional amendment did just that, and it did spell out all of the terms of the sentence. And that's where people start to decide, saying, well, it depends on what your definition of is. Well, it's pretty plain and clear. And fortunately, these folks and groups that were testifying in front of the Florida Supreme Court, it was all on tape. It's all recorded and to be played back for anybody that wants to see the truth of what was said. Thank goodness it was. How many times do groups like this bait and switch and there is no definitive proof of what was said or done to get us into the predicament that we're in?
Well, apparently in today's world, a lot of people don't care what they said yesterday. If this does go to court, which it will, because I think there's several suits, ACLU and others, wouldn't a judge clearly recognize things the way that we do and say, no, it means all the terms of your sentence, including the jail time itself, but everything else?
Well, I would hope that most reasonable people would come to that conclusion. But when you get into the judiciary and you're in the courtroom, sometimes common sense doesn't prevail. But that's just the way it falls out. I would hope that based upon not only the previous testimony and the video evidence of what the intent of this constitutional amendment was, that justice would prevail and reasonableness would win the end of the day, and all of the terms of the sentence must be and should be completed before those rights would be restored.
And I noticed that the rights that they were looking for, in my estimation, were just really voting rights, not the right to hold office or other things. So to me, it smells like we basically just want to try to get a bunch of new registered voters that we hope, and based on statistics, will end up being Democrats. Isn't that what it really boils down to?
Bob, I love it because you cut right to the chase. Absolutely, this is a thinly veiled disguise to bring more Democrat voters to the polls. And look, hey, I think everybody should vote, whether no matter what party you're in, or if you're in no party at all, you should exercise your right to vote. But because of the close elections that we've had in the last two or three election cycles, the frustration from the left is just overwhelming. They just can't understand why, given the number of Democrats registered in Florida, the number of Republicans, why anybody would elect a Republican. And what they're really saying is they can't believe that some registered Democrats are not voting for other Democrats.
Well, seeing overall where the Democratic Party is moving, all those old Blue Dog Democrats and other more conservative-style Democrats, I don't see how they can deal with it or put up with it any longer. And maybe that's what's behind this, is the Democratic Party is not proposing ideas that the mainstream feels is good and makes sense. So instead, they have to invent a new voting pool like illegal immigrants and recently released convicted felons.
Well, we're going to try to rectify this particular voting registration situation. The governor has signed this at the end of June.
And so the governor has stood tough against a lot of controversy, I guess it would be, stirred up by ACLU and groups similar.
Governor Ron DeSantis has come out of the box when he was inaugurated and hit the ground running, and he hasn't slowed down, not only from the voter registration, holding firm on that all the terms of the sentence means all the terms, but from the environmental standpoint, too. He led the effort in us investing more of the state's dollars, more of the treasury into trying to help, restore and repair some of the environmental concerns. concerns of the state.
Before we run out of time, this has been a problem for a while. It goes back to, I remember, taking care of pigs. I'm talking about the Florida Constitution, the ability for it to be so easily changed. It's too easy to get something on the ballot, and a lot of times these things aren't truly checked out. The language isn't always done correctly. I mean, there's just too many problems with it. What can we do to restrict changes to the Florida Constitution and make them very, very minimal and very, very important, or otherwise don't mess with it at all?
Well, Bob, you know, the wheels of making laws, they turn very slowly. There's 120 people in the Florida House of Representatives, 40 in the Senate, and, of course, the governor either vetoes it or goes along with it and signs a bill into law. A lot of collaboration, a lot of deliberation goes into that. Any bill that's proffered, and there were 3,250 proffered this year, 197 were met at the end. Wow. and passed by both. So what that means is they were very well vetted. And what your point is, which I agree, is that these constitutional amendments, if you've got a couple of $3 million, you're a billionaire, and you can buy your way onto the ballot and then go to the airwaves and sell the sizzle of this pig amendment, and you get people saying, hey, we want to protect the pigs. Pigs have no space or place in the Florida Constitution. That should have been taken care of. That problem should have been taken care of through legislation.
Well, that's the thing. Some people say, well, if the legislature did their job, we wouldn't have to resort to this. But I look at it like this. You have to put pressure on your representatives, because it's interesting. We live by a constitution, which is supposed to be a representative, republic. Yet we want to change the Constitution without engaging the legislature, which to me boils down to mob rule. If it's not popular, hey, let's get rid of dog racing. Yeah, that's a great idea. Well, I understand if you don't like it, you don't want to participate in it and all that. But now you're going beyond that to go, I'm going to take away these rights and freedoms that other people have because I don't like them and I can do it. Mob rule on the ballot.
Mob rule is never a successful way to govern. Ever. And that's exactly what some of these constitutional amendments have turned into, a flashy public relations campaign with really heart-rendering commercials that come on and like, how could anybody be against it? You know, if you love puppies, you have to vote for this amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to belittle the topics that these amendments or underlying amendments stand for. What I'm saying is the Constitution should be the framework from which our governance works, not the laws which carries out that framework.
Very well said. I tend to agree. Chuck Clemmons, state representative, staying on the case, and keep in touch with us because I know there's always important things going on in Tallahassee, and you do a great job of helping us to understand what's going on. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. And if you invite me back, I'll talk a little more about what we're doing to rein in some of these crazy constitutional amendments.
Love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.